I like the one in Orlando, in Terminal C. It's fairly new in that sense. It is beautiful. It's big. It's got amazing views off the tarmac. The experience in there itself is amazing. Staff, I think the best staff that we have in our lounges that are sitting over there. I'm being biased, but they're an amazing team. It's their personal mission to make each passenger who come in to feel comfortable and happy. You may come in grumpy and you're angry about something, but the moment you walk in, and I've seen this for myself, staff would say something or do something that makes that passenger happy. And by the time they leave, they're like, oh, hi, bye, thank you. It's a whole different sort of attitude when they first walked in. And I've seen that myself. And I, as someone who's sitting outside and not working as part of the lounge team, I truly appreciate that. To have staff who go all the way out to make sure that who they serve leave happy, it's amazing.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Sangeeta from Plaza Premium. Sangeeta oversees marketing for the Plaza Premium Group in the US and Canada. Plaza Premium operates lounges in Dallas-Fort Worth, Orlando, and Toronto, as well as all over the globe. In this episode, expect to hear about what sets Plaza Premium lounges apart from other lounges, how you can get rewards points just by visiting lounges, what types of perks you can redeem those rewards for, and so much more. Many Plaza Premium lounges can also be accessed as a benefit with different credit cards, such as the Chase Sapphire Reserve. Remember, if you decide to apply for the Chase Sapphire Reserve or any other card, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral link. And if you are interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And we have links to the Chase Sapphire Reserve and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking. You don't need to be flying business class to get access to free food and drinks in different lounges. In fact, even if you're flying an economy flight that only costs 8,000 points, you can still get access to different lounges like we are covering in today's episode. But wait, how do you find a flight for only 8,000 points to begin with? That is where PointMe comes in handy. With their new Explore feature, you can type in your home airport, an entire region that you would like to visit, and the month that you want to travel. Then, they'll send you the best flight deals that other members have found within your search filters. All of their search results for dozens of different airlines are pulled in real time, so you'll be able to jump on those great flight deals before someone else does. Check out PointMe by going to geobreezetravel.com/pointme and get your first three searches free. Again, that's geobreezetravel.com/pointme. PointMe. Tell us a little bit about you and your background, and how did you get started with Plaza Premium?
Sure. So I'm Sangeeta. I take care of marketing for the group in North America. I've been with the company for about 4.5 years. I was with the organization in Hong Kong, which is where we are based out. That's our head office. And I relocated to Toronto about 6 months ago to basically oversee marketing for the company in Canada and USA.
Awesome. So for anybody who is not familiar with Plaza Premium Lounges at all, tell us a little bit about the background of the company and how did it get started? Did you guys just start with a couple lounges in Hong Kong and spread out from there? Or what's the history and background of the company?
We are under a company, a group called Plaza Premium Group. We started off in Hong Kong 25 years ago. Our owner, Mr. Song Hoisin, he was an entrepreneur himself. He was a traveler, a frequent traveler when he was traveling for work. And once he decided to move out of the financial space, he realized that there isn't really a lounge space that is available or open to travelers who are not flying via an airline as part of his business class offering. And that's when he came up with the idea of coming up with an independent airport lounge. So we are technically the very first independent airport lounge worldwide. We started off in Hong Kong and then we expanded quite quickly across Asia. And since then we have moved into Europe, Middle East, Americas. We currently have about 250 lounges worldwide in about 70 plus airports. The business is not just in airport lounges. Our mission really is to provide a space to be for travelers when they're in that airport journey, from the time they leave home till when they get to their destination. So we have lounges, we have airport hotels, we provide airport concierge services, and we also have airport dining experiences.
Tell us a little bit more about the last three that you mentioned, the hotels, the concierge service, the dining services, because I think when people think, oh, the Plaza Premium Group, they only know about the airport lounges.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about the other offerings as well.
So the airport hotel brand is called Aerotel. We do not have one here in North America just yet, but there are plans to bring it across sometime soon. It's a hotel that's based in the airport, or it gives travelers a place to stay if they are in transit, usually when you have a long layover. We have properties that are usually on the air side, but we do have some on land side. So say, for example, you have a flight to catch at 5-6 in the morning and you live pretty far away from the airport, so you can actually come in, check in the night before and catch a flight the next day early in the morning. Or if you have a long layover, you have a place to stay. Rooms are available for you to book based on the duration you're looking for, so it can range from like say 2 hours to 3, 6, 12. It really depends on how long you need. Room types can also vary from small rooms to large rooms for families. That's the Aerotel brand. Concierge is under a brand called Always Meet and Assist. Within that brand, we provide meet and greet services whereby you come to the airport, we'll meet you at the curbside, we'll bring you through security. If you're going to a lounge, us, for example, we'll bring you straight to the lounge. It provides you within from a point A to point B service. Always is there, not just for departure, but also for those who are arriving or those who are in transit. Here in North America, we have one in Toronto, one in DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth, and the other in Brazil. And the last one is dining experiences. We have little brands, restaurant brands, I would say, or F&B concept brands in airports whereby we provide the option of either a quick grab and go for those who are in a rush, if not, sit down experiences. It varies. We design the concept based on the travelers that we have in that particular airport.
With the hotels and really any of your offerings, I know that a lot of people who listen to this podcast are all about the points, all about the loyalty programs, and we'll talk about how you can access the Plaza Premium lounges with different credit cards in a little bit. But for the hotels and everything else, is there a loyalty program? Do you earn points by staying at these hotels? How does that work?
The group does have a loyalty program called Smart Traveler. It basically works across all our brands. You can earn points when you visit our lounges, when you stay with us in our hotels. Points that you receive or you earn can be used to redeem services. You can redeem lounge access in the future. You can redeem room stays in the future. You can even redeem Always concierge services in the future. The brand, the loyalty brand that we have, Smart Traveler, does cover all brands that we have. In some dining concepts, you can also earn points when you purchase items in the restaurant. Some occasions, you can even redeem little items like a drink or a sandwich or a coffee with points that you might have. It does cover all of our brands that we have.
How do you earn points and redeem points through those? And what's the structure? Do you just earn like 1 point per dollar that you're spending?
It varies. So if you're going to enter a lounge, it can vary as well. So if you're going to come in via a credit card or an airline partner, you would earn 100 points. If you're going to come in on your own, for example, you've booked and paid for your own lounge access, you earn a bit more. You earn 150 points. So the rates are quite fixed in that sense. But if you're going to stay in a hotel, it varies. It varies based on how long you are staying at the hotel. The same goes for dining as well. It varies based on how much you've actually spent at the restaurant.
How many points would it roughly take to get a coffee versus a room versus a concierge service versus a lounge pass? If someone's like, how far do these points go?
Oh, they can vary. They can vary. So coffees could range from, say, about, it depends a lot on the type, the location, but it could range, say, from about 60 points for a coffee. A lounge access also varies. It could be somewhere around, I think if I'm not mistaken, is about 4-ish to 500 points. Hotel stays are a bit more different again because it has a very high demand, hotel stays, due to those travelers who are traveling. So like hotel redemptions, the points to redeem can vary as well. It can range from like 10,000 points and above. It does vary depending on the hotel location, in which airport, depending on the room type and the duration as well.
So if somebody's getting 100 points every time they visit a lounge, even if it is with one of the credit cards we'll mention in just a little bit, they get 100 points there, they can just turn around and then redeem them right away for a couple of coffees. How long does it take these points to post?
You can. So once you come to a lounge, once you've gone through and you checked in, points automatically hit your account. So we do have occasions where we will need promotions, where we want to encourage travelers to redeem or use those points instantly. So you run what we call instant redemption. And they could be items like juices, cocktails, mocktails, coffee, sandwiches. We create them in a way where the value of it to redeem instantly is at a much better, more attractive amount or figure. So it's easier for travelers to actually redeem or to use what points they've already earned than in the lounge. So at the moment, we are running a promotion for those who sign up for the very first time. You sign up, you automatically get a bonus of 150 points, and that hits your account right away. And if you come to a lounge for your first visit, for example, so you're in the lounge, you sign up, you get 150. You earn 150 points there and then, depending on how you enter with a credit card or on your own. So you could earn up to about 250 to 300 points right away. With those points, you can easily redeem a cocktail that could, say, be at a value of 150 points. So we do have that option. We try our best to come up with various offers throughout the year to entice and to build up loyalty and followers with travelers.
And so these cocktails would be like at the dining experience because it's already included if you're in the lounge. But then let's say you went to a lounge in Hong Kong, then you went to a different airport where there might be some kind of Plaza Premium dining experience, but there's not a lounge. You could then just say, oh, I'll redeem my points for a free drink here.
You can.
Can you repeat the locations where you have these in the United States?
Right. So in the US, we have lounges in Orlando and we have a lounge in DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth. We have two at the moment in the US with more in the pipeline. In Canada, we have a lot more. We have a bunch in Toronto, in Vancouver, in Edmonton, Montreal, and Winnipeg.
And are we allowed to say what locations are coming into the US to build hype, or is that still code for no? Okay. But we'll see more coming in 2024.
Yeah, we do have plans in the future. Not just in lounges, we have plans for a hotel. We have plans to build a concierge services here as well.
Awesome. Where in the world would you say people use the concierge service the most? Because there are certain airports where I've just walked out of the airport. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I can just get on public transit or something like this. And there are other airports I've traveled to in the world where I'm like, well, there's no public transit. I'm definitely not going to drive here or rent a car. So I need to rent a driver or hire a driver and have somebody take care of everything. Where do people use the service the most?
Looking at our current footprint, I would say Hong Kong. We have the concierge services there. The concierge brand there rather has a much vast offering. We have meet assists, we have buggy services, we have porter services. So it's a bit more bigger. There's more offerings available. So there is a lot more traction there compared to other locations. If it's here in North America, I would say it's predominantly in Toronto at this stage.
That's actually surprising to me because Toronto and Hong Kong both have such good public transit, and I would think it's easy for people to navigate. I was thinking you were going to say something like Orlando, where a whole family is like, we need somebody to take care of all of our stuff and go to the world.
We would love to, but the thing is, we don't have a concierge service there just yet.
Where is the concierge service currently available? Is it still just very limited locations or is it available worldwide?
We have it worldwide in different locations, but here in North America, it's in Toronto and DFW. and Brazil.
Okay, so you said Brazil and South America. I'm sure people would use that quite a bit as well. Are you guys located in Africa or South Asia or anywhere there as well?
We do have lounges there. We do provide concierge services, but it varies. We do it through a third-party partner that we have. How it works is someone who wants to purchase or wants a meet and assist, for example, they would drop us a note at which airport they're looking for a service. We will work with our partners and we'll come back with what's available.
How does somebody book these things? They just go to plazapremiumgroup.com and put in a request, or how does this work?
It's always VIP.com. It's always with two L's.
All right. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about how somebody can access this. Obviously, somebody could just buy a day pass, because we have tons of people from outside of the US who always ask, how do I do any of this? I don't have access to US credit cards. And since most of your clientele currently is outside of the US, is that how most people access the lounges, is just with a day pass?
No. So you can pay as you enter. Majority of our clients come in via credit cards or airlines. So we have the likes of Amex, we have the likes of Priority Pass, Lounge Key. Airlines send their passengers to us as well, predominantly business passengers. We do have a product of our own called a PPL Pass, which stands for Plaza Premium Lounge Pass. And that also varies. It gives you access to different locations. But yeah, there are various ways for clients to actually enter. We have a lot of airline partners. If, say, for example, you are in Toronto, a lot of the local airlines that come through would be a partner of ours.
Like Air Canada?
No. So they have their own lounges. There are occasions where we may, if Air Canada, for example, just an example, if they are in a airport that they don't have a lounge of their own, there's a possibility that they may work with us and partner with us and some of their business class passengers to us. That can happen.
What are some of the airlines that you partner with the most? And I know it's going to depend on location, but is there a particular airline where you've seen quite a bit of overlap from their routes versus where your lounges are?
British Airways. I would say British Airways.
I just flew them business class from London straight back to Las Vegas. Probably the best sleep I've ever had on a plane. The food was okay. I slept straight through the light meal because I was like, the food's okay, but the bedding was really nice. Yeah. I think I got like 7 hours of sleep. It was amazing.
Lucky you.
Yeah. On an 11-hour flight, I think I was up for 4 hours and then just slept until they told me we had to get off the plane. So that worked out quite well.
That's amazing.
Okay. So people can get access by, sometimes if they have a British Airways business class flight, they'll partner with you that way. Sometimes people can just buy a day pass. How much is it to just buy a day pass if you don't have access to a business class ticket or any of the credit cards?
Here in Toronto, it varies, range from about 60 to 65. In the US, I think it's a bit less, it's about, if I'm not mistaken, 40-ish. Some lounges give you access for 2 hours. Some give you access for 3 hours, and you have the option to choose. So again, it varies on how long you want to be in there.
For this type of lounge pass where it's $40 or $60, it's accessible to anybody. You don't need to have any special membership.
This is where we are unique. We are the first independent lounge whereby anyone can come in. It doesn't matter which airline you're flying with, what class you're flying with. You can easily purchase a lounge access and you can use the space.
Yeah, so for anybody who's flying economy where they're like, well, I've never done a lounge before, but we have a pretty long layover. I'd like just a quiet area to work or for my kids to play or just to pick up a sandwich or some food in the lounge. This can be a pretty economical way to handle all of that, because if you're paying what, $40 per person, that can be the cost of a meal at an airport anyway.
You'd be surprised at how much you end up spending outside in a restaurant just for a quick drink and a burger, for example. Whereas when you're in our space, you can be in there for 2 hours, if not 3 hours. There's a space to relax. You've got, some locations have showers, so you can have a shower as well if you want to. With the buffet spread, we've got, some have baths. So yeah, your options of how much you want to consume or have in there, there's a lot more. And you don't have to rush through what you're having as well. You've got the space to be in there for as long as you want until it's time to leave or depart to catch your flight.
Do all the lounges have some kind of standard offering as far as food goes, where it's like hot buffet, cold buffet, bar, or?
We do. Yeah. So we do have hot and cold. We try to curate our food where it caters to the local audience. So if it's somewhere here, we have that's a bit more westernized. If it's in, say if it's in Malaysia, you have a bit more of a Malaysian cuisine. So we do tweak it. But yes, in terms of what's common, there's coal, there's hot drinks. We always have the basic spread of wine, beer, spirits. Some locations may have a bar. And if that's the case, we would have cocktails, perhaps champagne. It can vary. It does vary from location to location.
So since the food is catered to the local taste, do you also have different other non-standard offerings in different lounges? Because I know that some lounges in the U.S. will have like a children's play area. If it's a very family-centric destination, do you guys do that too?
We do, yeah. So our location, one of the lounges here in Toronto, has a kids' playroom. So there's a kids section in there. We do have a kids menu. If you're going to run something like, say, during Christmas right now, during holidays, we do have a special kids menu in most of our locations. So Orlando's a bit of a family-themed lounge in a way. It's the land of Disney, etc. So we do have a much larger space where it's very kid-friendly. When I say kids, we have a section where it's friendly for kids that are 2 or 3 years old. We have a different area that is friendly for kids that are, say, 4, 5, 6. So it can vary. And as you move along into the lounge, you have sections for the business travelers, for the families, the older families. You have a quiet area in the back to take calls if you have a meeting, for example. So it's been designed in a way whereby we cater for all types of travelers. But yes, when it comes to kids, yes, business travelers, families, we do create little pockets of experiences within the lounge space itself.
And there's so many different ways to access these. You can do the Platinum card with Amex, Business Platinum with Amex, Centurion card, Capital One Venture X has access to these as well. So a lot of the cards that we all know and love will get you access to these different lounges. Mm-hmm. One issue that we've seen with a lot of lounges, whether it's Centurion or Delta or something, has just been a lot of overcrowding because so many people have these credit cards. And so if everybody has access, then it can get really crowded in lounges. Do you see that as an issue with the Plaza Premium lounges as well? Or have you guys had some different measures to counter that?
We have, actually. We have. Like you said, overcrowding has become a bit of a thing at the moment. What we've realized in the past, lounge use or lounge access was a bit more restricted amongst travelers, especially when it comes to card holders or airline partners. But these days, it's become a need and a want. It's become something travelers want to have in their airport experience or airport journey. So we have experienced that, yes. We do try our best to accommodate in the lounge to host as many as we can. We try to build spaces as a bit more larger that we can accommodate large traffic of passengers. So it does happen, and it has happened.
For people who are like, I just want my free food from the lounge that comes with my card, do you guys do grab-and-go options so that they're not taking up a chair in the lounge, but they're just like, I've got a 40-minute layover and I need to grab a sandwich and eat it on my plane. Do you guys currently offer grab-and-go?
It varies. So our lounge in DFW, it's a much smaller space. So naturally, it's for those who are coming in for a quick meal and they're out. So yes, in locations like that, where it is a lot smaller, we do provide grab-and-go options. Guests who come in can actually select what they would like to take, grab a quick sandwich, and they can head off and have it later when they're in the flight.
What are some other locations worldwide where that would be an option? So in case you see a really long line, you don't have to be deterred from the Plaza Premium Lounge. You can just be like, I'll just grab my quick sandwich and my juice and be on my way.
Hong Kong has it. I believe Malaysia also has a grab-and-go option. If I'm not mistaken, I think London possibly has it as well. To be honest, it really varies. It varies on the locations.
Yeah, because you guys are in tons of different countries. I'm looking at a map real quick, and it looks like you are in Cartagena, Colombia, a couple other ones in Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, Australia, South Africa, Dubai, Turkey, Scandinavia, Europe, India, Southeast Asia, East Coast of China. So you guys are all over. How many lounge locations do you have right now?
We've got about 250 lounges in about 70 plus airports.
Because some airports, or a lot of the airports, will have multiple lounges and dining options like Toronto or Hong Kong. So yeah, that makes sense. Are there any other new offerings that you guys are excited to be rolling out? Because I know that you mentioned we can't say yet the different locations in the US where you're rolling out new lounges, but is there anything that's going to standardly be offered across different lounges or a few select lounges that you guys are excited to be marketing in the upcoming months?
We do have a product called PPL Pass, like I mentioned earlier. And I think it's something that a lot of travelers are not aware of. And how I see it, it gives travelers the option to purchase lounge access at a much more attractive price. The way we've designed it is such where you can buy either two lounge access or five or a 10. It depends on the individual. If you're going with a partner, if you're a frequent traveler, or if you're a family. So it's been custom created for different types of travelers, and it gives you that saving. And what's really good about this particular pass is that it sits in the app. It sits in your smart traveler app. So it's digital. You purchase it, you activate it in your app, and it stays in there. And once you activate it, it's there. It's valid for the next 12 months of use. So it does not expire. So you can pre-buy purchase in bulk. You save your money in purchasing lounge access, and then it gives you the option to use in the next 12 months. Now here in North America, we have two types. We have the Canadian passes. It gives you access to all our lounges across Canada. In the US and Americas, I would say, we have what we call the America's Pass, and that gives you access to our lounges in Canada, in the US, and in South America. And it also includes our third-party partners, for example, Avianca or Mira, which is quite big in South America. But you don't just purchase lounge access at a savings. You also get to earn points. It being a product that sits in the Smart Traveler app, you earn points in bulk. And again, this helps you add on to your point collection, I would say. And in the future, if you want to redeem lounge access or anything else, which you can redeem for a friend, for example, you can easily do that with this product. It being something that sits in your app, you can share with your friends. Say, for example, I'm going with my family and I've got, like, say, four people with us, with me. I can buy a five pass visit and all of us get to enter with that pass. And it's easy, it's quick, it's a new app, it's simple.
Yeah, that is really nice for people with larger families where they're always just like, okay, which of my two children do I love the most that I get to yes. bring into the lounge? But if you can just say, there's five of us, I need to purchase five passes, that works as well. So I'm a little confused. You mentioned there's like 1 year, but you can also buy like five passes at a time. Is it like a punch card style or is it like a time-based membership style?
No. So say, for example, I'm going to buy a pass of 10, a 10 pass lounge access. And this is available here in Canada. The moment I purchase the passes and I activate it in my app, it's valid for you for the next 12 months. So I have the next 12 months to make sure I use all those passes. Those passes have a short time frame in which you have to use them. In this case, you don't have that. You're not rushed to use your access right away. You have the next 12 months to make use of it. And again, if you're going to travel today on your own, but in the next 2 months, you're going to go with two friends. Your friends can also use the passes that you purchase as long as you are there with them.
Okay, that makes sense. And then if you are accessing the Plaza Premium Lounges through a credit card, you can normally bring in two guests with you. Is that correct? Even if you're the only one with a credit card?
It can vary. It depends on the credit card. Some credit cards allow you to bring two. Some it's just one. I think some you may have to pay, but at a smaller price. It varies on the credit card.
Most of the US ones, like the Amex cards, like the Platinum, Business Platinum, Venture X, will let you bring in two guests, which is nice because a lot of people these days, when they think, oh, the Amex card, the Platinum, I can't bring any guests in, that's just for Centurion. Because a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to put $75,000 on the card just to be able to bring guests. That's just for Centurion lounges. For Plaza Premium, if you have Amex Platinum, you can still bring in your two guests, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's good. If you're going to go with a friend, I'm pretty sure you want to enter a space together with your friend and not on your own. Well, two friends sit outside.
And then if you have to guest in more than two people, it can be pretty convenient to just buy some day passes for everybody else who doesn't have a card and you can all enter together.
Correct.
Awesome. You mentioned Avianca earlier, where you partner with them for South America. Are you talking about the Avianca lounges that people can also have access to?
Yes. So we have them within our footprint to use, to purchase via our website, as well as via the pass product that I mentioned earlier.
Okay, so when somebody purchases the pass, you could use it at either Plaza Premium Lounge or the Avianca Lounge.
Yes, this is, so the PPL Pass product, it varies. We have different types. We have the PPL Pass Canada, which is just for the Canadian lounges. We have PPL Pass Americas. And within the Americas product, that gives you access to our lounges in Canada, in the US, in South America. And in South America, we have a few third-party other lounge brands that we partner with, and you can use the pass to gain access into those lounges as well.
Is there like a PPL pass worldwide where someone...
There is. There is. There is a lot. If you go to a website, you see there's a whole bunch. There is a global pass that gives you access to all the lounges worldwide. So if you are a global traveler, you should buy that pass. It makes more sense for you. If you are traveling, if I'm not mistaken, I think we have one that's just for Europe. So if you are traveling internally within Europe, that makes sense for you. We have one, I believe, that is from Australia and Asia, I think. So if you are traveling in that sort of leg, that makes sense for that traveler. So we have a few different types, and they are catered based on what we see as the different groups of travelers, where they're moving to, where they frequently travel between. But yes, there is a global pass.
What are some of the other airlines that you co-op lounge space with and partner with? So you have Avianca in South America. Which of the Asian or European airlines do you tend to partner with as well?
In terms of third party, I'm not familiar with any in Asia, to be honest. When I say partner up, it just allows our members to also use their lounges. What we do pretty often with airlines and also banks is where we partner up with them, whereby we help them build a lounge that is their brand. We help them build it and we help run it for them. So say with Air France, we have an Air France lounge in Montreal, and it's an Air France lounge. So we partner up with them. We built a lounge for their travelers, for their airline passengers, but we run it also for them. And that in return gives us access to our members, so our lounge users, to also gain access into the lounge, but usually at specific hours. Because it's an Air France lounge, a certain time in the day has been reserved or blocked up for their travelers specifically.
Okay, yeah, the economics that way get pretty interesting as well, where there's different schedules to juggle and everything with people buying day passes versus accessing through credit cards. And I think people will probably find that as they're traveling, the prioritization really tends to be people who have an actual ticket with the airline. So like with that Air France example, if you're actually flying Air France business class, you would of course be prioritized over somebody who just has the Venture X or something like that.
Yeah.
Are there any other interesting quirks about how the economics of all this work? I think it seems pretty straightforward where people could just buy day passes, but how does the entire ecosystem work with coordinating with getting paid by credit cards for lounge access versus getting paid by airlines versus all of that? I'm always interested in just the business aspect of how the economics of the world of lounges works.
I guess it varies. We are a bit different from an airline-owned lounge. It allows their passengers, to use. Whereas for us, it's a bit more broader. Now, in terms of if you're looking at the pie of the kind of travelers we have and how they access the lounge, majority of them come in via a credit card, if not a travel pass. Secondary would be passengers coming through airlines. And the third would be paying on your own accord to enter. Those who have no affiliation with a credit card or they're not flying business with an airline. So we do have a healthy chunk of all three. But if you're going to categorize them, I would say it's credit cards first, followed by airlines, and then paying on your own to enter.
So in that case, is it usually just the credit card companies or airlines that pay like a per day fee? So if I go in with an Amex Platinum card, Amex just pays you guys a certain fee for servicing me hanging out in the lounge?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Plaza Premium lounge in the world where if you're like, okay, guys, you should really stop by this lounge. It's the best of all of our products.
I like the one in Orlando, in Terminal C. It's fairly new in that sense. It is beautiful. It's big. It's got amazing views of the tarmac. The experience in there itself is amazing. Staff, I think the best staff that we have in our lounges are sitting over there. I'm being biased, but they're an amazing team. It's their personal mission to make each passenger who come in to feel comfortable and happy. You may come in grumpy and you're angry about something, But the moment you walk in, and I've seen this for myself, staff would say something or do something that makes that passenger happy. And by the time they leave, they're like, oh, hi, bye, thank you. It's a whole different sort of attitude when they first walked in. And I've seen that myself. And I, as someone who's sitting outside and not working as part of the lounge team, I truly appreciate that. To have staff who go all the way out to make sure that who they serve leave happy, it's amazing. In terms of lounge, I would say Orlando.
I'll have to check that one out sometime. I haven't been to Orlando in a while. Yeah.
You should. It's pretty cool.
I am going to be in Hong Kong next spring, so I'm excited to check out some of the lounges there. Hong Kong has a pretty good lounge situation going for it.
We do. But if you were going to be there, you should check out our, we've got a new airport bar called Intervals. We opened this, I think, a few months ago, but you should definitely check it out. It's pretty cool.
Do you guys also do lounge on arrivals for people where you're like, oh, I can't check into my hotel until 4 p.m., but I landed at 9 a.m.?
We do. I know we have a few of them. I'm not entirely sure where they're located, but we have a few of them on arrivals, yes. And Dubai, we have one. The Dubai lounge called the Patio, it's on arrivals. That lounge was designed mainly for travelers who have just landed and then a rush to get some work done before they either get into your next flight or the depart. It's a pretty unique lounge concept, I would say. But yes, Dubai has one. So we do have a few.
Yeah, lounge on arrival is great, especially if you're like just landed. It's been a 16-hour flight from the United States. I need a shower.
Yeah.
I think we've covered so many awesome things about the Plaza Premium Lounge as far as locations, how to access, the different loyalty points, the fact that you guys don't just do lounges. You also have hotels, concierge services, different dining concepts. So if people are interested in learning more, where can they learn more about Plaza Premium and the work that you do and what's new and coming in 2024?
PlazaPremiumLounge.com.
Are you guys big on social media as well?
Yeah, yes. We are both on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, thank you again so much for coming on to the show. I am so excited to have you here. It has been an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!